Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and good afternoon. Thank you so much for restarting your day here in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I know that you got lots of choices out there, but I'm so glad that you are tuning in here on AM 1590 KVTA. And thank you for being a part of our show. I do want to remind you that we also have a show if you are early bird and you wake up from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Saturday. And that's where you could start your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, and two completely different shows with two different guests on each show. So, you know, I'd love you to tune in. I do want to give you our phone number here, which is 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008. You're going to want to write that down because we have lots to give away. That's what we do here on my show. I love to give back, and we've got huge choices of things that we're giving away and promoting. So, Tom, you want to let everybody know about that?
Yeah, let's talk about some afternoon style food here. We have Red Brick Pizza. They're great because the pizza is not only very, very good, they also do a lot of fundraising for the community. Very nice folks over there. Lures Fish House, that's a happy hour date night for sure. Family good too,
but yeah,
happy
really
hour
good,
date night
definitely.
Is really nice. And how about the Urbane Cafe sandwich salad? It's a gift card and another nice place to have some food. And Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. We have Circus Vargas back in town. Lots of fun stuff for the family.
Yeah, we've got everything happening right here. And in fact, we've got a couple other things that Tom didn't mention, but we've got Menopause and the musical. And that is happening June 28th and 29th. And they've got a couple different times. They've got Saturdays 3 and 8 and then Sundays at 2. You are not going to want to miss that show. And, you know, it's going to be heated up over there, with no pun intended there. So let me introduce Anne Marie. How are you doing, Anne Marie?
That was a good one, Kim. Did you come up with that all by yourself?
I was trying, you know. It's like, yeah.
Now, have you seen this?
No, before? I'm going. Okay. I want to see this. Yeah, we'll have to go check it out.
And we have Rebecca Fisher coming on.
I know. I'm
shortly
really excited
to talk about this.
We'll find all about it. All right. Again, if you are just tuning in with us right now, if you miss any part of our show, you can also go on KimPaganoShow.com and listen there. And all of our past shows are on iTunes. So definitely, you know, if you can't do it, mark it and listen to us later. Also, if you have anything coming up that you event or a business in the area of the 805 that you want us to spread the word, just give us a call either at 805-419-0008. Or you can email me at kim@kimpagano, that's P-A-G-A-N-O, show.com. That's kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Our first guest today, as Anne-Marie was saying, is Rebecca Fisher, and she is an actress performing in Menopause, the musical, and that's over at the Fred Cavalli Theater over on, again, June 28th and 29th. Then we've got Jim Loughran, and he's the author of A Beer Drinker's Guide. So all you men, tune in. All you women, you know what? You love a good beer, don't you?
I do, but this is actually, he's talking about Beer Drinker's Guide to Knowing and Enjoying Fine Wine, which
I
find interesting.
It is, because most beer drinkers don't drink wine,
right,
but maybe he's going
to
help. I don't know. Anyways, we'll
see.
Find,
okay, yeah. We're going to talk to him.
Anyways, and then lastly, we're going to talk with Carla Edwards, and we're going to talk about the 2014 Citrus Classic Balloon Festival, and that's going to be July 25th and 26th, and we will be having tickets for that, too.
Now, have you ever been in a hot air balloon?
I haven't. Have you?
No.
I know.
And I love it. I love
adventure.
An adventure.
Me too. Tom, have you ever been in a hot air?
I missed it by that much. I have not. Never been up.
I'll admit it scares me slightly.
Jumped out of planes, been in helicopters.
You jumped out of planes?
Yeah, I've jumped, but I've never been in. I've been in a blimp.
Oh,
the Russell Stover blimp, but I need a hot air balloon.
There you go. All right. Well, we're going to talk and find out a little bit about that. And again, all you have to do is call 419-0008. So let's start off with a set of tickets right now to the menopause, and let's invite Rebecca Fisher. Rebecca, are you there?
I sure am.
How are you? Good.
How are you, Kim? I'm great.
Well, good. I'm so glad to hear you and invite you on our show here. I'm excited to see the show. So tell us a little bit about it and how you got involved in it.
Well, it is hilarious.
Okay. I love a good laugh.
It's more of an event than a piece of theater.
Oh, wait a minute. Does that mean we're going to be, like, asked to be a... I love it. Okay.
No, you can just sit back and enjoy and get ready to laugh for an hour and a half.
Oh, I like it. Okay. So how did you get involved in this, menopause? How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it 8 years, on and off.
Okay.
And originally, the show started in Orlando, Florida. It's written by Jeannie Linders. And it started out in a little tiny venue in a perfume shop and then went down to South Florida, where it was picked up by G4 Productions, who's currently producing all the productions of Menopause the Musical. And it just gained in popularity. It's been all over the country. It's been many countries around the world.
I think it's because it's a universal problem, right?
Yeah, something we can all relate to.
Yeah, so, unfortunately, right? But yes. No.
Yeah, in 2005, I joined the cast in Orlando. And then from there, I started doing some touring.
Wow. Okay, so you must be really hot. No pun intended. Sorry, I just had to say
sometimes.
That.
Yeah, I sing a song about it in the show.
Okay.
So, Rebecca, this is Anne Marie here. What role do you play in the musical?
Hi. I play Soap Star, and there are four archetypes in the show. And my character is an aging soap opera actress who has heard rumor that she's going to be fired because she's aging out.
Wow, okay.
And she's in denial that she's going through menopause. And she meets three other women. There's Iowa Housewife, Earth Mother, and Professional Woman.
I love it.
And they each represent four archetypes that all women can relate to, either all four or one or more of them. And they spend the day hanging out in Bloomingdale, singing songs and talking about what they're going through.
I love it. You could so picture the whole thing. It sounds like us, right?
Right. And, I assume that men also go to the show because I'm sure they can relate to this whole topic.
Yeah, do men
right?
go?
Yeah.
They go. They get a little educated. And we hear men going reluctantly, but then being really glad they went.
Oh, so we should invite our husbands
then,
correct?
Yeah. So is it because they've actually learned something?
We hope so.
I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show here on AM 1590 KVTA. And thank you for voting us one of the favorites of Ventura. We're talking right now with Rebecca Fisher. We're talking about Menopause. That's the musical. And we are giving tickets away. So get your name in right now if you and your husband or you and a bunch of ladies want to go. Right now, 419-0008. Just leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you and see if you're a winner. So it's a party every night. How does this phrase relate to the musical?
Well, because of the celebratory tone of the show.
Okay.
The music is all songs we grew up with. The songs range in time period from the late 1950s through the 80s, and it's all re-lyriced into parodies.
So let me...
The sound is very alive, and it's very upbeat. There's a lot of dancing, and it just...
Crazy.
It's a celebration.
I love it.
And so do you find that the audience members actually get up in their seats and dance?
Well, at the end of the show, we do have an opportunity for the audience to participate, but that's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay. I actually didn't know that.
I don't want to do too much of a spoiler.
All right. Yeah, we won't do that.
No.
Okay.
Okay. So, have you found, how many shows a year do you guys do?
I would guess hundreds.
Really? Wow.
Not necessarily in one cast.
Right.
So right now there are two or three sit-downs in different areas, as well as two tours out.
Okay. And now, do you also act in other things, or is this the only thing that you do?
No, I do theater and television if I can get it, voiceover. I'm a full-service actor.
Ah, okay, perfect, okay.
Shakespeare, you know, whatever.
Right,
drama,
right.
Comedy, musical.
So
I
are
like
you comedian, comedy? That's your...
In this show, I am.
Okay, I like it. So, you know, to me, when I heard the menopause, it's, you know, it's something that I think most women, and really like Anne Marie was saying, is men, you know, I just kind of put it as menopause and manopause, you know. It's
That's a thing.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's something that we're all going to go through at one point, correct?
Exactly.
Or have all gone through.
Speak for yourself.
Time moves forward, and there's really nothing we can do about it.
You're absolutely right, Rebecca. It does move forward, and we have no way of stopping it. So
I like to call hot flashes power surges.
Oh,
perfect.
All right, we're gonna.
I'm gonna use that.
You got it. Okay. Yeah.
Put a positive spin on it.
There you go. And you know what? That's what this whole show is about. And that's what I love, is really bring things to the table and kind of, you know, looking at them on the brighter side. And that's what it's all. I love that. A power surge. You know, it's interesting because, you know, when you are going through menopause, you get a little tired. And I always think you need to have you ever heard of Laser Star?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I always wanted to go up and, you know, recharge my body instead of my,
And like you do with your pack.
Yeah.
Right? Right.
Yeah. I always thought that would be a good, you know, good thing. But so did you have to learn a lot of things about menopause to do this?
No, because I was experiencing perimenopause when I started the show.
So you could definitely relate then.
Oh, yes. And then I've gone through menopause as I've been doing the show. I'm probably on the tail end. I don't know.
Okay.
Is there a cutoff?
I don't know. I think it's a lifer, babe.
So,
you know.
So I can accept it and laugh at it and know I'm not alone and help other women feel the same.
There you go. Do you think that the show is an inspiration?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Or perhaps it empowers women because
they don't feel alone.
No, you don't feel alone. You can laugh at yourself and at others when they're going through this, and it just opens it all up, brings it to the forefront.
Exactly.
And it's not a taboo subject any longer.
I don't get tired of it because of what it does for the audience.
Wow.
We bring them so much joy. And when I hear someone saying, thank you for bringing this show here, and, you know, I have a loved one going through this or that, or I just lost someone. I really needed this escape. Sometimes the women, I have tears in their eyes.
That's great. That's great. I love things like that.
It means a lot to all of us.
Now, who, you were talking about the lady that came up with this, because I did a little bit of research, and, you know, I know there's a lot of books and different remedies that she came up with and kind of groups and stuff like that. Do you know anything about all that, or can you share a little bit with us?
Well, Jeannie was going through the change herself when this show when she got the idea for the show.
Right.
And she wrote it partly for therapy.
Yes.
For her own self.
Okay.
And she had some friends that she bounced ideas off on. She wrote it over a period of time. And then tweaked it a little bit after the first production. But she never intended to, you know, write a huge global hit. That wasn't her intention, but that's what happened. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is wonderful because it is something that, like you said, everybody can relate to. So I can't wait to see it. Can you give us the website and so that my listeners and everybody can be involved in this?
Sure. You can log on to www.menopausethemusical.com and find out a lot of information about where the shows are, what theaters, cities.
Yeah, and basically it's you know, kind of in a nutshell, it's four ladies and we all have something in common, right? And yes. You kind of just make the lighter side, the funny side of it, correct?
Exactly. And the four of us, you know, we work really well together. And
are you friends off stage?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I like that.
So you're performing, it's the 28th and 29th of June at the Fred Cavalli
right.
Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we can go on the website to find out more other venues.
Yes, come on down and see us.
Perfect.
Please.
There
Perfect.
You go. I love it. Well, thank you, Rebecca, for giving us a little highlight on it. And
my pleasure.
Thanks for sharing your power surges with us. All right. I love
Have
that.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. And I look forward to meeting you there. All right. Well, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I got Anne Marie and I got Spence here. And the next thing we're going to be talking with is Jim Lauren. And we're going to talk about a beer drinker's guide to knowing and enjoying fine wine. And Anne Marie, you had a kind of a point, is most beer drinkers don't drink wine.
Right.
So
we're going to talk to Jim and find out. Obviously, there was a need. Maybe yeah. It's because we don't know a lot about wine.
Once you're a beer drinker, you kind of get stuck.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I love my beer. So.
I love my beer, too. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, you know what, Tom? Let's give something away.
Let's go. Can we go over to Red Brick Pizza?
Sure,
I really like that place.
Yeah.
Like it a lot. That's a $25 gift certificate. You get a lot of pizza at Red Brick Pizza for $25, so they can win that.
There you go. 419-0008. 419-0008. And also, they have... if you have celiac disease, so
they have gluten-free
pizza. I mean, it's a big deal, and this is a great place that you can go and share some pizza and not have to worry about it. So definitely give us a call right now. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Sixteen by J. Ma was voted favorite women's boutique in West Ventura County. They have weekly arrivals of fashion-forward and timeless classic styles, handpicked by the owner, June Rawson. You can spice up your wardrobe with a few accessories or go for a full-style makeover from head to toe. Because 16 by J. Ma has many choices, visit their website at SIXTEENBUYJMA.com. That's 16 by J. Ma, where you'll find ageless styles you can afford to love. It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention The Kim Pagano Show for a special discount or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
It's showtime.
Now, back to The Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I hope that you got your name in. I do want to give out our phone number here, 419-0008. 419-0008. I enjoy getting your phone calls and letting us know who's out there listening, and also you get to win. So we've got lots of things that we're giving away, and we just gave a Red Brick Pizza gift certificate away. So again, call, get your names in, be a part of our show. Our next guest is Jim Lauren, and we're talking about a beer drinker's guide to knowing and enjoying fine wines. Jim, are you there?
I am, Kim. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
So we were talking about a beer drinker's guide. I think you have another book that's just the beer drinker's guide, correct?
No, actually, it's a beer drinker's guide to knowing and enjoying fine wine.
Okay, so explain it for us.
I tell you, in all the years of teaching wine classes, I've spoken with so many people who complain that their significant others were committed beer drinkers, and they just couldn't get them into wine. They were either intimidated by wine, afraid of wine, clung to the beer, whatever it was. So they were always asking me for help, and how do I get my boyfriend, my husband, my girlfriend, whoever, who is a beer drinker and who enjoys beer, a little more open to trying and enjoying wine as well. So that was really the genesis of the book.
Okay.
I'm noticing this term here. Jim, this is Anne-Marie here. You're talking about cross-drinking relationships. Who coined this term?
Yeah, I like it.
Well, actually, I did. I consider this book to be one of the markets, obviously, is cross-drinking couples.
Okay.
And so it's really about what to do if you're in a cross-drinking relationship, how to make each other happy in the beverage world as well.
That's interesting. I never really looked at it as, you know, so do you order a bottle of wine? Oh, no, you're not going to drink the bottle of wine because you're going to drink beer. So this is kind of getting your beer drinkers right over to a glass of wine.
Yeah, so how do we get, beginners more comfortable with wine if you are a beer drinker, such as myself?
Me
well,
too.
Well, I think that the mistake that people make in trying to get beer drinkers to enjoy wine more is that they tend to serve them what they enjoy. So in other words, if you like Pinot Grigio and you serve that to your beer drinking buddy who loves imperial stouts and triple IPA hop monsters and so forth, you're not going to get anywhere. Because really, their palate is used to a bigger, richer, more intense experience. And so what you need to do is see what people are drinking now and then try to match kind of the weight and the feel of it. So if you have someone who loves those big imperial stouts and those big flavorful beers, then give them a big flavorful wine as well. So they will feel at home and they'll feel comfortable with the intensity of the flavor experience.
Okay, but, you know, there are so many wines, so many beers, and so many wines out there. I still don't know how we find that. I guess if you already know wines, then you're going to know a big, bold-bodied wine, I guess. But if you are not familiar with beer and you're trying to get your companion to come over the other side, how do you match it up if you're not familiar with both sides?
You're exactly the person that the book was written.
Okay.
you really don't know enough about it, and you would like to know more, but how can you learn quickly and easily without a lot of gobbledygook and going to school? And
I'll tell you how. You read A Beer Drinker's Guide to Knowing and Enjoying Fine Wine.
There you go. See? That's it.
I knew there was a reason I liked you.
Oh, God. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Anne-Marie, Tom Spence, and we're talking with Jim Loren right now. We're talking about his book, A Beer Drinker's Guide to Knowing and Enjoying Fine Wine. Now, how should my listeners choose the right wine? Should they base it on a scores or write-ups, or should they just pick it off the shelf and try it?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's a particularly poignant question, if you will, for beginners, because they feel a little lost. As you mentioned earlier, there are so many choices.
It's absolutely overwhelming.
It is. You can go into just a good, well-stocked grocery store these days and look at 400 or 500 or 600 individual wines, and you really don't know what to do. Reading reviews and scores really will only tell you how someone else liked a particular wine.
When they have a score, because a lot of the beverage stores do that. They put the little write up with the little score and tell you what the flavors are, the notes of the wine.
Really, which is nice if you have a similar palate to the person who did the tasting. But you may have a very different palate. You may like sweet things. You may recoil from bitter tannins, which they think is wonderful in a wine.
Right.
So really, the thing you've got to do do is experiment. You've got to develop a little bit of understanding of your own palate. So you've got to do some homework. You've got to drink, kids. You've got to drink.
We can do that.
God, okay. Yeah. Twist my arm.
Just the result of experimenting, you know, drinking and reading and hanging out with other wine drinkers. Because it's really quite simple once you get over the intimidation factor, which is one of the very unfortunate things you do have to deal with.
Right. Now, let me ask you, in your opinion, are there any foods out there that just don't taste good with wine, whether it's sweet or not? Can you think of anything, or is there something for everything?
You know, there's almost something for everything. Asparagus is real tough.
Okay.
That's a real tough one. I would probably take a stab with a Sauvignon Blanc because it has the same kind of grassy elements to it that you would find. But that's tough. The other thing that's tough, interestingly enough, are vinegar-based things. So salad dressings that are vinegar-based are really bad for wine. It's just too much acid, and it's tough to enjoy a nice wine with a vinegar-based salad.
Well, and here's the thing. You know, you're invited to somebody's house for dinner, or somebody comes to your house for dinner, and you let's just say you're going to cook beef. But along with the beef, you're going to have a salad. You're going to have a vegetable,
which
perhaps
has dressing.
Asparagus.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so, you know, the person coming over, you're trying to get them to like the wine, and you've paired one with that goes well with beef. But you know, they're eating the asparagus and the salad, and they're scrunching up their noses.
Yeah. Do you have to really worry
about
that
meal? Well, you just start that meal out with a bottle of champagne.
Okay.
Oh.
You know, because champagne is very acidic. And is very food friendly for that reason. So it will go with just about anything, quite frankly.
So, Jim, you are a CWE. Can you explain that?
That is a certified wine educator. That's a certification that's awarded by the Society of Wine Educators. So it involves a written test and a fairly extensive tasting, blind tasting test.
So did you have to, you taste all the wines and you give your opinion, or how does that work?
Well, you taste the wines not knowing what they are, and then you have to identify them. You know, what wine it is, what country it's from, what year it is, things like that. So, I mean, that's kind of uber geek wine. You know, that's not really important for the average person.
That just seems crazy to me. You have to actually identify the country?
Yes.
Really?
Sure. Not interesting.
That is amazing to me.
But you're not always correct. I mean, it's one of those things that's almost a parlor trick at times, you know. So, again, it's just a matter of experience.
Well,
you know, the more you drink, you better experiment. If you drink, let's say, exclusively California wine, well, get out there and try some wine from Washington or some wine from Italy or some wine that you've never had before and just enjoy it.
Right.
You know, go to a restaurant that has a good by-the-glass list and get two or three different wines through your meal just to see how you like them and if it's the style and type of wine that you might want to come back to again.
Now, I thought that you're not supposed to mix your wine, so once you start off with white, you shouldn't have a red. Is that true?
No, that's not true at all.
Oh.
No. But I think what you're referring to is the old high school thing of, let's not mix wine and beer and
or wine and vodka, right?
Vodka. Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah, we don't want to fill the old college dormitory wastebasket with everything alcoholic and then dip into it.
Okay, since you're so knowledgeable, are there some really interesting wines or actually wine regions out there that people tend to overlook that you might want to, you know, turn us on to?
Absolutely. I'll give you a couple right now. Spain. Wonderful wines are made in Spain. Both reds and whites, and they can be very inexpensive, and the stuff is good for almost every part of the country.
Okay, wait, let me just stop you right there. When you say inexpensive, are we talking $10 or less, $20 or less? You know, what constitutes
when I say inexpensive, I'm talking in the $10 neighborhood.
Oh, really?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can find some lovely bottles of Spanish wine out there for, you know, $8.99,
$9.99. Now, that's really hard because when you go to somebody's house and if you think you don't take an expensive bottle, but yet you walk into Trader Joe's and they'll be like, oh, this is a great wine. And you're like, it's $7. Are you sure? You know?
Right.
I mean,
well, sure. Yeah.
Well, and conversely, I mean, based on everybody's taste buds, you could buy a bottle of wine that's, you know, $80, $100, and not everybody's going to like it. Right?
Absolutely correct.
Price doesn't mean you're going to love it.
No, price is not a guarantee.
It's not an indicator. You know,
it really isn't. I mean, you can buy some of the most expensive wines in the world are very intense, sweet dessert wines.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people just couldn't drink stuff. It doesn't matter if it costs $800, $900 for a half bottle. They're not going to drink it and enjoy it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. So, I have come to like sweet wines.
I found
a local winery that actually has a flight of dessert wines, and I actually love them. Okay, so you mentioned Spain. Give us another region, if you could.
South Africa has been making fine wine for over 300 years, and they've been making very good wine for about the last 20.
Well, so, that is good to know. I would never have expected you to say that.
Some very nice wines. Also, Portugal. Is an often overlooked area. Again, inexpensive, wonderful stuff, both reds and whites. Greece is another place that I would turn to. You know, Greece is really kind of where our whole wine culture evolved into the Western world,
mm-hmm.
and they still have some fabulous grapes that are grown nowhere else but Greece, and they're delicious. Again, both reds and whites, and reasonably inexpensive. So, if you this summer check off Spain, South Africa, Portugal, and Greece, you'll be enjoying yourself.
Yeah, I mean, we were out in Portugal, and they had some amazing wine back there.
Okay, so awesome. So, okay, Jim, so if you could just tell us, our listeners, one thing to make them more wine smart or wine comfortable, other than those four regions that you just mentioned, what would it be? Just one quick tip.
The one quick tip is to always remember that wine is first and foremost about pleasure and camaraderie. It's not about knowing this, and it's not about your encyclopedic knowledge. People who know a lot about wine don't enjoy it more than people who don't know about it. Your palate's your palate, your taster is your taster. So just keep in mind, the bottom line with wine is that it equals pleasure and camaraderie.
Right. I love
enjoy
that.
It.
And
I
it
love
takes,
that.
It takes the
that
pressure
really
off
does
of
take
it, doesn't
the
it?
Pressure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where do we find your book?
Well, I tell you, you can get it at Powell's.com, obviously at Amazon, and the place I like to see people get the book is from their local bookstore. You know, all those great little local folks running and owning their independent bookstores are trying to keep their head above water.
Right,
the local shops. There's no
absolutely.
Question.
Absolutely, so they can order it for you or mail it to you and have it within a day or two.
There you go.
If you need it right away, go to Powell's or Amazon, and you can get it there.
Okay, well, very interesting, Jim, and I'd love to have you back. And, it's an interesting spin because no matter what, it's all about the taste. It's not about the cost. It's not about
impressing. Right, and guess where we're going after this?
That's right, wine. We're going for a glass of wine. I love it. All right. Forget
go,
the beer.
Go
right?
do your homework. Right?
Okay,
yeah,
thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Have a great day.
It's been wonderful talking to you.
You got it.
Take
all
care.
Right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk with Carla Edwards, and we're going to talk about the 7th Annual Citrus Classic Balloon Festival. You got to get there. It's going to be so much fun. And we're going to tell you all about it and how you can win tickets and get up in that that balloon. So stay with us. And right now, let's give something away.
What would you like to do now? Should we go back to food?
Yeah.
Food is always
I gotta
a great
go to Lures.
Topic.
Oh, Lures.
Lures
is
the place.
Good.
Let's
yeah.
talk about
one
Lures.
One of my favorites.
Yep. There's three different locations, one in Ventura, one in Camarillo, and now one in Westlake. And the Oyster Bar, the Happy Hour.
If you haven't tried the Fanny Bay oysters, you got to try them.
Oh, see
love
now.
Love those.
Okay.
Fanny Bays.
Fanny Bays?
Yeah.
Oh, you got your name on those ones, huh? All right. I love it. No, you know what? Sitting at the Oyster Bar is just it's just an experience. They're clucking. Is that what they call it? I don't know, but shucking.
Shucking.
Yeah, shucking.
clucking is close.
well, you know, after a couple glasses of wine, it's all good, right? So anyways, but yeah, definitely. Let's give a $25 gift certificate to Lures. And let's do that right now. 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Just leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about. And one of the team members will get back with you and see if you're a winner. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sixteen by J. Ma was voted favorite women's boutique in West Ventura County. They have weekly arrivals of fashion-forward and timeless classic styles, handpicked by the owner, June Rawson. You can spice up your wardrobe with a few accessories or go for a full-style makeover from head to toe. Because 16 by J. Ma has many choices, visit their website at SIXTEENBUYJMA.com. That's 16 by J. Ma, where you'll find ageless styles you can afford to love. It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And our next guest is Carla Edwards. Carla, are you there?
I am, Kim, and thank you so much for hosting us on the Kim Pagano Show. We're thrilled to be here on behalf of the 7th Annual Citrus Classic Balloon Festival.
I know. I'm so excited. And we were all talking about balloon rides and hot air balloon rides. And so we're like, oh, God, okay. We're a little nervous, but it sounds so much fun.
Have you been up previously?
Never.
Neither one of us. Yeah. Actually, and Tom as well. Tom, you've never been up either,
have
you?
Yeah, none of us have.
Well, so not only do you get to go up, but you get to go up over our beautiful Ventura County coastline. The festival itself is situated in Santa Paula. All of you know it for the agricultural open spaces that we have. And to get up there and take a look, you can see all the way to Anacapa Island. It's just fantastic. And we've got a little secret surprise for you all. We wanted to invite you to come and take a live flight with us.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Now,
Yeah,
you can share with your listeners the experience of going up in the hot air balloon, and we're just happy you have your inaugural flight here in Ventura County.
Oh, how fun is that?
So how long does a flight last?
Well, it kind of depends which pilot you have. Some of them can be kind of a little bit mischievous, and they want to see what you can put up with, but they love to be up there as long as they can. But it could range anywhere from 20 to 45 minutes. It
really— How fun is that? Okay, I love it.
Okay, and are there days that are just too windy?
There are some days around, like for today, it's a little bit gusty out there for those of you out and about, and yesterday was a little bit calmer skies. Typically, though, in our area in Ventura County, the balloons do the best flying early in the morning. So mm-hmm. It's about 6:30 that not only at the Balloon Festival, but on a regular occurrence, you can get up there and marine layers lifting and the skies are still relatively calm, so it's usually an early morning flight.
And is it usually better at the coast?
You know, it's actually not better at the coast because the winds coming off the water tend to be gusty. It's better inland.
And inland, yeah.
You know, in all the places we took a look, Santa Paula really has that inland, stiller air. It can get gusty, but we have plenty of open spaces to land. But the easy thing is going up. The hard thing's coming down.
Oh, goodness. Okay. I'm getting a little nervous.
I know, I'm excited about it. It's kind of been one of my, you know, I don't want to say my, I want to.
Bucket list?
No, and I don't want to call it like a, I call it my 50-50.
50-50.
Yeah, it's my 50-50. I'm on the other end of the 50-50 now, so.
Well, and just so you're comfortable, our pilots, we have about 30 hot air balloons that come to the Citrus Classic every year. And these pilots have, you know, safety records. They've flown worldwide. Some of them have flown in Thailand, Turkey, Germany, Mexico, Brazil. They've really done it all, and we have a lot of pilots that apply for the event, and we can only fit 30 in our field.
How exciting. I'm really excited to be a part of this. Now, okay, so it's the 7th Annual Citrus Classic Balloon Festival, and it's going to be in Santa Paula, correct?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, right off the Highway 126, very convenient, about 10-minute drive from Ventura.
Right, and now how many, I mean, are you the creator of this, or?
I partly am. I will tell you what happened is the balloon pilots at the time had been working on the Indio Red, White, and Blue Balloon Festival, and they were considering looking for a new festival site up in Montecito at the Polo Grounds. But the winds up there also are very gusty, and they get a heavier marine layer up in that area than we do down here in Ventura. And I said, well, I'll find you a place to have it, and it kind of just evolved by itself. But the nature of the fact that we're in the 7th annual of the Citrus Classic Balloon Festival, there are very few balloon festivals in the state of California. The balloon pilots love the Ventura area. They love the hospitality of the people of Santa Paula. They love the shoreline in Ventura, the restaurants, and all the different shops to go to. So it really has longer legs, and they'd love to keep it going for years to come because of the great Central Coast lifestyle.
Wow, it sounds so amazing.
Okay, so and so in addition to the balloon rides, you're going to have food and beer tastings at the event as well, is that correct?
We actually kick off on our opening night, Friday, July 25th, with our Sunset Wine Dinner. It's one of the largest field dinners in Ventura County because you can have a delicious dinner by DJ's Catering. They just got the Catering People's Choice Award from Ventura County Star. And they're going to be doing the catering Friday night. You can sit, enjoy a very nice wine dinner, watching the hot air balloons inflate and glow in front of you in the evening.
Is that what I have something here about the evening balloon glows?
That is the most popular attraction for the event. Yeah, it's spectacular. And we won't say the word bucket, but it is definitely going to be in that 50-50.
I love it.
Okay,
so
you're saying that the balloons actually go up at night? Is that what you're saying?
They inflate and they glow, but their baskets are still on the field.
Okay.
So they're right in front of you. The pilots are incredibly friendly. You can walk right up to the baskets, plenty of picture opportunities, talk to the pilots, and they're going to be illuminating those balloons, so they're glowing like giant Chinese lanterns. It's absolutely gorgeous.
It must be beautiful.
And we have Wano and Friends on the stage, so you have wine dinner, music, balloons. If you choose not to have the wine dinner, we have plenty of food trucks that are on the field year after year, huge favorites with everybody. This year, on the Saturday, we actually added in a craft beer dinner.
They got our beer there. Yeah.
Friday night's your night. Craft beer dinner pairings by Plated Events and Firestone Walker Beers. You know, that's a back-to-back pretty solid offering. And also, more food trucks on Saturday night. We added in a little twist this Saturday. We're going to have, when the balloons have finished their wonderful glow from 8 to 9 o'clock at night on the Saturday, July 26th, we're going to have a glow dance party. So we've got 8 acres of field out there right off Highway 126, so it's going to be full of people with glow sticks dancing to great DJ music.
How much fun is that? I mean, you got it all happening
right
out there.
And then I see there's also a glow and show car show, or there's something called an afterglow party.
Well, and the glow and show car show actually is one of the more unique car shows because everyone has their beautiful classic cars in the field, and they're taking pictures of the cars with the balloons behind it. You know, that's a memorable.
It's absolutely stunning.
Yeah, that is, I mean, we're both into cars, right? Yeah.
Well, we also added in this year a new area to the car show with vintage trailers. For those of you with the vintage Airstreams or Shastas or Teardrops, you actually have the opportunity to come with a vintage trailer and camp out the weekend with us.
Wow. So, Carla, where do we get tickets? How do my listeners find out about all this?
Well, they can go to our website. It's at www.citrusclassicballoons.com, and they can take a look there. The festival tickets right now are on advance sale, and that gives everyone a 20% savings opportunity until the end of June. if they want to purchase their tickets online. They can also buy their craft beer dinner tickets there, their sunset wine dinner tickets there. And we actually have an opening night special.
Oh, okay.
Opening night ticket that for only $20 right now, you can get your entry on Friday night. It includes your parking. That's a fantastic deal right there.
Right. And so, in fact, you had said that you do things a little bit different. It's all inclusive this time, right?
All inclusive for Friday night. With that opening night ticket, you get your entry, your parking. You get a dinner by Spencer McKenzie's Fish Company, a huge favorite from Ventura, a dessert by DJ's Catering, your choice, beer, wine, lemonade, or soft drink, and you get a glow stick. And for $20, you know, that's a pretty good value out there. So we want to extend that savings opportunity to the Ventura community at large. Have everyone come out on opening night, just kick this thing off to the right level.
Right. And then on Saturday night, what's that night?
Saturday, the tickets are right now on sale, 20% savings. You can get your adult ticket for $12, your youth ticket for $5 each. And then on the 1st of July, those will go up to $15 for an adult and $6 for a youth. The craft beer dinner itself is a separate ticket, and the sunset wine dinner is a separate ticket. So those give you entry into the festivals, but they're the dinner pricing. Those range from $75 to $95, depending on what your seating is.
And what about the balloon rides themselves?
The balloon rides, we've had just so many people in Ventura go up in a hot air balloon for the first time at our event. On the Saturday morning, we offer tethered rides. That's when the balloon does go up in the air, but it's attached to the earth, typically to the pilot's chase vehicle, with a big chain. And you can go up as high as 100 feet. You get the sensation of being in the hot air balloon. You get your feet wet doing it, but you don't fly away from the field. And those are available on the field between 6:30 and roughly 10 o'clock in the morning. Its timing kind of depends on the marine layer and what the winds are doing that morning.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had some mornings where those balloons were getting people up in the air as late as 11:30 in the morning.
Mm. And what's the cost of that?
Those costs go directly to our pilots who are so gracious coming year after year. It's $20 for each adult and $15 for a youth. And for those of you who have hot air ballooned before, when you get your passenger flights and you fly away to a destination, those typically can run you about $200 a person.
Wow.
So this gives you a great chance to get in a hot air balloon, you know, for less money, to decide if you really want to take that longer flight some future date.
Right. And let me ask you this, Carla. How many people can fit in a typical basket? Are all the baskets the same size?
Well, not all the baskets are the same size, nor are our passengers. So it's kind of a hard
question.
That was good, Carla.
Is it a weighted? Is it a weight limit?
Truthfully, each basket is configured as a ratio to the envelope of the balloon. We have baskets that can accommodate 18 people at the same time.
Wow.
We have some speed race balloons that can only take one passenger.
Oh,
so
wow.
It really depends. We have a balloon meister. He'll determine which balloons are going to give the tethered rides. Obviously, we always try and use a basket for 18 people. Most of the other ones take 4 or 6 at a time.
4 or 6. Wow.
And there will be no scales for weighing anybody there, correct?
I promise you that.
Oh, God. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Carla Edwards. We're talking about the 7th annual Citrus Classic Balloon Festival. And I'm so excited to be a part of this. Gosh, there's so many things that you can be a part of. And it's Friday night and Saturday night. We are going to be putting it up on our Facebook and also in our newsletters. I definitely would love to get everybody out there to be a part of this and make it your part of your 50-50 thing to do. But it's really exciting. It's an exciting event. That's what I love about it, Carla.
Well, and I will share with you, there are only 4 hot air balloon festivals in the state of California. And we have one right here in Ventura County. People drive in to see it from Vegas, from San Diego. We had people from different countries that were vacationing in the greater Los Angeles area that came specifically in this time period to see the balloons. So it really has a big draw, and obviously it's filling the hotels in our area, the restaurants in our area. So it's really a unique offering for the county.
There you go. And now, when was it that you took your first ride?
Well, I took my first ride actually down in Mexico. There was an event in Mexico in November. It's in Guanajuato, Mexico. And the balloonist said, look, if we're seriously going to do this for Ventura County, you have to do your field research. And my husband kept saying, they're going to get you in the balloon. They're going to get you in the balloon. And we had just had a little baby, and I thought, I'm not going up in any balloon. And we were there, and in Mexico they had about 100 balloons going up at the same time, and they were all over a lake. So I told myself, oh, I'm over water. It's going to be fine. And I went up, and I was from Mexico on the cell phone with my husband saying, well, they did. They got me up in the balloon. I'm up in the balloon, and it was fantastic. It felt like you're sailing in the sky. And he said, how high up are you? And I asked the pilot, I said, I think we're about maybe like 300 feet. We were 1,000 feet up.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And it's such a smooth sensation that I had no perception of how high up we were, because it's incredibly tranquil and peaceful. It's everything people have described to you. Just
right,
really,
because and you're not hearing any kind of motor. You're hearing the flame, correct? Or can
you hear the flame from time to time, and when they catch the right air current, you don't hear it very often.
Okay, so it's pretty silent up there then.
Yeah, and you can eavesdrop on all kinds of interesting things from up there.
Really? Oh, really? You could hear from down?
You can. The sound travels amazingly, and there's a great story. One of our pilots during one of our Citrus Classic Balloon Festivals had sponsors up in his balloon, and they have such skill, he was actually able to take the balloon down low enough between some of these citrus orchard groves, and they leaned over and picked lemons from the balloon basket.
No way. I love it. I love it. How long have balloons been around?
They've been around since the 1800s. The first balloon ride actually took place in Montgolfier in France, and it's been going ever since. And we keep the tradition. They started back in France. The early balloonists would show up in farmers' fields, and their landings weren't as smooth as they are now. And so they would show up with champagne and wine for the farmers as they crashed into their fields. And every time you go on your inaugural balloon flight, you'll have to experience it yourself. You get a little champagne toast with the pilot.
Mm. Let me ask you a really quick question about the pilots. They're obviously specifically trained to fly hot air balloons. Do they also have to be pilots?
They actually are just balloon pilots. They go through a training program. There are only, I think, a total of 6 in which you can get licensed across the U.S. And Albuquerque has a National Balloon Federation. Our balloonists belong to the Southern California Association of Balloon Pilots. And you have to be certified as a safety officer in order to authorize a balloon event. So it's very similar to a regular pilot for an airplane. They have to keep up their hours. They have to redo their safety record inspections. They have to take an annual on the safety of their vehicle, their craft, the balloon craft. So it's a very close-knit group of balloonists because they're very protective of their trade. You know, it's a nice hobby for everyone, but they want to make sure that they're keeping, you know, ballooning safety as a priority for one and all.
Wow. Right. You know, I have a funny story. One of our houses, not the house we live in now, but another house, it had been vacant for a long time, and we moved in, and it was like a corner lot, and they had, you know, we had lots of property, and it was, you know, vacant. So it was our first night of sleeping in our house, and all of a sudden we hear this. I mean, it was like right crazy. Did you?
Where did you live?
In Santa Rosa Valley.
We lived in Moore Park. I moved in. It was a brand new condo complex. I had just put my bed in the room. Friday night into Saturday morning, I hear this.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Like,
he did it better. Exactly.
I open up I'm like, hello.
I know.
And
yeah.
They were right, and they used to land. They would come right over our house, and we'd yell up to them. It was for about 2 years.
Yeah,
it
and
was
we
the
didn't
greatest.
Stop them because it was so
and
cool.
Aren't they beautiful?
I know.
They're
it was like, but it
thing.
Was like, oh my God.
That is
what
so
is
weird.
Happening?
Same experience.
Yeah,
and you're like, wow,
yeah.
Look at that.
It was amazing. Did I ever think to get a ride?
No.
Same. But
I will mention, when you say get a ride, there's a secret tip I want to give your listeners.
Oh, okay.
The Kim Pagano Show is the balloon pilots, as they come into the Ventura area, we have 30 balloons. Each balloon needs a crew, a volunteer crew of 4 people. And typically the balloon pilots will let 1 or 2 of the volunteers actually into the balloon for short flights. So let's say you have grandchildren or you have children that are about to go off to college. It's really a great way to volunteer and have a memorable experience. And who knows, it might lead to the first flight.
Oh, I love it.
That's
I love it.
That's a little secret tip out there.
Very cool. Carla, I love talking to you. I love what you're doing. I think this is going to be so much fun.
Again, I can't wait to get you all up.
I know. I'm excited. I know. In fact, it's funny because I told my husband, I'm like, have you ever been? Because he's like, he wants to jump off a plane like Tom. And he's like, no, I never done that. I go, you might be doing that. So we're really excited about it. Again, the 7th Annual Citrus Classic Balloon Festival. Tell us how to get tickets. Tell us where to go. I'm going to post it everywhere so that all my listeners can be a part of that.
So please visit us at the citrusclassicballoonfestival.com, and you can get your tickets for the Sunset Wine Dinner, Craft Beer Dinner, and General Festival tickets, and the dates are July 25th and 26th.
How much
thank
fun.
You, very much.
You got it. All right, again, thank you so much, Carla.
We'll see you up in the sky.
I know, I love it. All right. Gosh, we are at the end of our show. Great guests. So many things going on here in Ventura County. We've given lots of things away. You know what? Call right now, 805-419-0008, and let me know what you want to be a part of. We'll get you some tickets to something that's going on. And if we could spread the word about something that you have going on, let us know. Just email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Of course, thank you, Anne-Marie. Thank you, Spence. Thank you for all my listeners. And let me end our show with a moment of happiness. When you feel like you can't go any further, just know that the strength which carried you this far will take you the rest of the way. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'll talk to you later.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride?